to Video Marketing Podcast, All Eyes on You. And we are Anastasia and Martin Renault. We are founders of Freedom Potential, easy and affordable video production, live streaming and hybrid events. And in this podcast, we talk all things video, all things creative, all things technical, all things how to make a great video, how to put out a great video, how to engage your audience so your video actually get those eyeballs that you want. You want to not just put out a great video, you want your video to be seen. You want to create a message that is heard. You want to engage, captivate, and retain your audience online. So that is the subject that we're going to talk about every single week.
Yeah, that's right. I want to compliment you on your outfit, Anastasia.
Thank you.
So it's important to bring colors on screen when you are in front of the camera. And maybe a couple of tips about that. No stripes. And no small patterns, because they create some sort of weird, it's called moiré, the moving patterns on you. So plain colors, bold colors, just like you.
Well, for people who are listening, I am wearing a bright pink jumper.
Oh, yes.
A jacket. So that is the way to keep keep your audience engaged.
Hot pink.
You want to be a bright spot when you go onto the camera.
Yep.
And our topic today is 35 types of videos. What we want to share with you is different types of videos you can create for your business, for your company, for yourself, to kind of use the whole of the variety, because what we quite often see and hear is that businesses simply do not know how they can create videos, like, or what kind of videos they can create to put their message out there.
That's right. I get a lot of clients contacting us and say, I want a video for our website, and yeah, like, I would like it to look like this. Air quotes, $1 million.
Or a competitor video. Yep. So a lot of people get kind of ideas from other types of videos, or their competitors' videos, or other businesses.
Fair enough.
And it's great to know what variety is available to you.
Yep.
It's great to have a big tool set.
Yep.
So you can always be engaging, right? Because now, more than ever, it's important to be relevant online and in video. Everything is video now. 85% of marketers report that they have much better response rate on their marketing materials than on text, than blogs. And Google is far more likely to, I think it's 100% more likely to bring you higher in your ranking if the website has the video on the main page than it doesn't have.
Not only the video ranks so much higher, but you can also derivate transcriptions and blog posts from a video that you've created. So you're basically creating material and repurposing it and just extracting the juice, the marketing juice of whatever you film, really.
Mm-hmm. So we're just going to go through a list of videos, and you can always contact us. You can always ask questions. We offer free consultations with every customer that we work with. We sit down and actually work on their strategy and ask questions in regards to what they want to achieve, because your goals in every stage of the business, your goals would be different, and goals for your videos are going to be different, from informing to selling to creating image video or brand video, and you can use the whole range of these videos to throughout your business cycle.
I'd like to give a couple of examples before we start with the type of videos. Just recently, we did a pitch video for a startup that was enrolled in a pitch competition in a demo day, and then we film and live stream a demo day. So demo days are when you pitch your venture in front of potential investors. So that's pitch deck, pitch video, and also like demo day live stream. And with another client that approached us this week, they're opening two restaurants. So, you know, we quoted for them like a half a day filming to create 20 short social media clips. And then they're like, well, we're also going to be doing our launch and we want to live stream our launch. So we're also going to be live streaming the event. So that's an event video live stream, multi-angles. And then we're going to create some social media clips out of that. And they're exactly the type of client that said, oh, have a look at our competitor here. And they showed me a clip from a restaurant in New York. And basically, they say, well, we also want, you know, the journey, like the art piece, you know, for our restaurant. So there's another type of video that we're creating for them. And I said, well, once you have this material, this, you know, like dramatized narrative kind of commercial like video for your website and for your social media, I can then transfer that and create a TV commercial. And in regional areas, you can get airtime for very cheap. So you know, we're talking about a hero video, a TV commercial, a live stream, and social media clips, like all just for one client in one job. So it's not just about creating one video, but it's building a package.
Yes, and repurposing for different.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe just nailing few things in one shot. And that requires also preparation, but it's gonna save you lots of money.
Yep.
If you do that kind of preparation.
Yep.
In advance.
Yep.
And just knock them out in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you named at least five.
Yeah,
out of our list, so we're just gonna go one by one. Number one is branded informational videos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the informational videos, these are very important. We place them in like a middle funnel. It's when people know about your brand and they want to get more information. So you typically you can use your frequently asked questions and have someone deliver that to actually. You know, present.
Frequently asked questions is a separate part of the video.
Oh, okay, there's a separate one.
Well, it's a branded informational video where you provide information, but your branding is very subtle. It's not a commercial or like blunt right into the face. So,
oh, I see what you mean. So you create an informational video that could be even like a little documentary. And then
mini doc is number two.
Well, here we go. Now we are on number two. Let's just move on to it because obviously I'm skipping ahead with all those type of. It's my artistic nature, you know.
Number two is mini docs.
Exactly.
Branded mini docs. That's when you actually include some kind of elements of documentary and
yep.
Just a slight and subtle branding. and you might kind of some ideas might pop up in your memory where it's more like based on a story, on a storyline, showing some, delivering some kind of a message, but less of the, of just like brand. Number three is branded entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Here you would use pretty much, again, similar strategy, but to entertain people. So that's where like the artistic nature comes in.
Yep.
And you find a way to entertain with the subtle branding,
yeah,
not
exactly.
Not too much right into people's face.
Lots of live events actually have this component, you know, and it can also be repurposed separately, you know, as just a you know, if you have a band in a live event and then we repurpose, we segment just the show and, you know, your logo and your branding can be appearing in the video on stage or as overlays, graphics and whatnot.
Number four is now we're moving into actual advertising. That's where mm-hmm. your message is fully direct and blunt. Number four, product or service marketing video.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the most common of promotional type of videos?
Yeah, I guess so. A lot of promotional videos, especially product videos, are done either for smaller products in studio or on location. And it's putting the products in action with the target market, really.
And TV commercials is a very
TV commercials. A lot of them are display of them. Product videos. Yeah.
Yep. Most of Number them. Five are product demonstrations.
Well, we all know of the late night product demo on TV. Well, these are very effective.
Infomercials are also in our
infomercials
list.
Is another one.
It's on our list.
Product demonstrations.
Product demonstrations is just a video going really deep dive into the features where you actually, the whole purpose is to demonstrate.
Yeah, we've done a lot of those.
Demonstrate the product.
Yeah, and sometimes we do them in crowdfunding environment, but I know that crowdfunding videos is another type. And so you show all the features, usually a lot of animated graphics, animated effects.
And explanations, like those
voiceover.
Amazon video is a great example.
Yeah.
When we do videos for Amazon sellers, for the Amazon shop, or say, not so much eBay, but Amazon is big on the marketplace.
Yeah, Amazon videos are rating really well. They're really helping a lot of online businesses, online stores, especially when there's a lot of similar products in your category, having a video can really help out to, and we have good strategies, you know, how to maximize that. There's some tricks with Amazon that we can let you know if you reach out. You can reach out actually in the comments, and we will read your comments and then get back to you about any questions you have, really.
Awesome. Number six, launch videos. So even though it could be product or service, but the focus of the video, the whole strategy revolves around the launch, that you actually doing it for the first time, or you're presenting it to the market. And as Martin shared before, in startup environment, it's also widely used because you just started and you need to give that big kick to your idea.
Yep, that's right.
Crowdfunding, number seven, or Kickstarter videos, any kind of the platform, they do have as also certain format that you would follow to have success.
Yeah, of course, and we have a few products that we supported in the past years and that have come to become a huge success, like massive crowdfunding successes, and are in stores or have, you know, like massive success stories. So this is always fun to work on one of those innovations. And
yeah, and you would usually include a lot of inspiration and also a bit of a story of how it was developed, how the idea came through, because you need to actually like engage and captivate your audience, but also get them to act on your message. Number eight, those are becoming very popular now are explainer videos and animated videos.
Yep. A lot of them you can actually create on your own on different web platforms and get animations done really, really cheaply and really fast.
Yeah, it's becoming really, really popular. Whiteboard videos.
Yep. Well, check out the one we have on our editonthespot.com page, and I do the voiceover. It's really cute, it's really engaging. So it's an animated explainer video on editonthespot.com.
Yeah, it's a great way
how
to,
it works.
It's a great way to engage our creative brain, isn't it? Because it's a bit of a cartoon and everything moves and it's just great.
So cute, I send it to my mom.
Number nine, live video.
Yeah, live video, that's one of our specialty. We are specialized in live events, multi-angles live events. We have developed a solo operator, three camera setup with graphics and overlays and a lot of complexity. And basically, well, it just brings a lot of complexity to any sort of live activity, and lots of very high production value, because you switch between cameras, because you can route multiple microphones, and you know, have panels, have interaction with the crowd, and just have many more dimensions to just the pre-recorded stuff. So and also obviously each platform that is that broadcasts a live video provide different features, and some are really interesting, especially in terms of interaction with the public.
Yeah, interaction, mm-hmm. and also they are mostly promoted. Like
Your
followers will get notifications that mm-hmm. you went live, so that helps the visibility of your video. And in that category, the hybrid part of events, they will fall as well. It involves more engagement with your viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, user-generated video campaigns.
Oh, yeah. This is when a brand asks their user or their audience to create videos. So sometimes it can be quite a logistical nightmare. I've seen like a company, for example, saying, oh, we want every employee to take their phone and then, you know, like introduce themselves, and then we then do a collage of all of this, and then suddenly you receive, you know, video formats from like 7 different type of phones and other cameras, and then you have to put this all together. It can make an interesting effect, but usually we try to control the who films. Results varies basically.
So it doesn't become an editing nightmare.
Yeah.
And also making the sound, making sure the sound is the same.
Nothing. In post-production with a lot of different sources, it's
tricky. Be just jumpy sound can kill the video.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but those work well, because it brings a lot of variety and it's always interesting, different people. And many companies have done it so incredibly well, like Apple shooting from different locations and different people. There's so many beautiful examples of them done well. Number 11, stunt videos. Those videos are
TikTok.
Well, now soon maybe TikTok will become a type of video. It's like TikTok video. But stunt videos is where you use something really engaging or entertaining, something like extreme sports or those activities where it's challenging for the audience, or it could be scary, and people get to watch them again.
Yeah, and a lot of time in terms of production, we want to have some really really intriguing and novel angles. So, you know, you might use a drone, you might use like, you know, you might put your camera on a swing, or, you know, on a rope and drop it down, you know, some distance or some depth, or, you know, basically a lot of those videos like play with where the camera is located, you know, like to bring the action. Mm. So that's always really fun to do for camera operators and for editors, because
for people to watch as well.
And for people to watch,
yeah. Yeah, and stunt videos quite often go viral.
Yeah, that's right. Because a lot of people do them so they can get viral, basically.
Yeah. Number 12, event videos. And event videos could include absolutely anything, any type of event. It could be corporate event, it could be celebration, it could be launch event, it could
weddings, conferences, workshops.
Conferences.
And I mean, we talked about the live events earlier, but also there's highlight reels. So it's completely different things. This is important to understand, because sometimes we get hired for like a live stream of an event, and then they say, can you put the highlight reel together? But really, all we've been filming is like this, you know, a presenter and then the crowd, and there's not so much and so many B-rolls, so like other shots that can help us to knit everything together and to put, you know, a bit of a narrative in a highlight reel. But but they're fun to do. They're just done differently. They're just really ad hoc, and you try to find all the elements of what makes the event what it is, so it can be then presented. And obviously we make sure to feature the sponsors of the event and the organizers and, you know, the all the talents and the important personalities, you know, that actually make the event what it is. So yeah.
Yep. Number 13, infomercials.
Yeah, so infomercials, yeah, we touched about it a little earlier. This is also very interesting in this day and age, because the thing is, airtime on TV, especially in regional areas, in distress time, so like late at night, the airtime is really, really cheap, like extremely cheap, like you wouldn't believe. And yet there's still a lot of people that are watching TV, especially at odd hours. Sometimes it's really just the right market. So what we discussed in some strategies is to build an infomercial. However, it's got a lot of rules and regulation. Like, for example, the script needs to be approved in advance by the government. So you need to write the script and the storyboard, and this needs to be approved in advance before it is shot. And then, you know, there's a cost per minute to get this content then rated for TV. So, you know, it is a PG or 13, 19, 18, whatever. It's basically, there's a bit of a process to it, but it can be extremely efficient, especially if you have a goods or services that you can advertise, like, right up on TV as an infomercial. So, yeah,
well,
we love doing them. It's very interesting.
And you can do them on your own channel, on your own YouTube channel,
yeah, of
or
course,
your own
absolutely.
Facebook channel. It's basically, you know, the name says it's all, really diving deep into features and what does it do, and informing. And those videos are usually much longer, so 15, 30,
yeah,
40,
15 minutes.
40 minutes. I mean, 40 probably it's too long. But again, depends on the product and how much you want to show people, and how much you want to engage them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you hook up a phone line, you hook up a landing page, and then, you know, there can be constant sales coming through from an infomercial. Yeah, absolutely.
Number 14, also, you know, very popular nowadays, digital signage and billboard videos.
Yep. This is interesting because you can basically play with different resolutions and different formats. So, you know, while TV is pretty defined as a format, you know, like you look through the screen of that this size and this ratio, on social media, you might have vertical videos or square or whatnot. But when you start thinking about billboards, some billboards like wrap around buildings, some are, you know, very long, some have, you know, wicked shapes. And so we can create content specifically for those shapes and these odd sizes. So this becomes really interesting. And Freedom Potential, I'm not sure if you're aware, but we are distributor of LED walls. So we actually import directly from China, and we have this incredible product that allows to create LED walls from 120 inches to, you know, sky's the limit. 300, 350 inches, like massive walls, 12 meters by, 9, 10 meters high, and the whole range. And this is actually really interesting for advertising, for attracting attention, yeah, especially in a high density area. It can be really, really interesting.
The difference with those videos is you want to keep them short.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
loops,
and people have glanced at it and turned away, but they kind of still remember.
I would say
it.
The shorter is like would be 2 seconds to about 15 seconds.
Yeah. On average, 5 is highly recommended. And number 15, projection mapping. That's very similar to, to billboard.
Well, yeah, projection mapping is basically a video projection on buildings and architectural features. We're also I've experimented with this quite a bit in my late 20s. Mid-20s, and so either on buildings or on architectural features, it's possible to map the 3D environment and to then design content so it actually fits on different aspects of the architectural building, right? So yeah, this is really fun.
I guess the main thing is the cost of those videos.
Yeah, so yeah, absolutely. And the cost of rental and of the equipment and also the setup. So these are things that we've delivered mainly for like council events or for festivals, so art festivals or electronic arts festival, music festivals and whatnot. Sometimes you see this in concerts as well.
Another type of video which is also based on displaying somewhere in the public is like in store or in lobby, in the hotels, in offices, and in business centers where you come in, and there are, or even now in like petrol stations. So the screens are out there.
Yeah, that's right.
And again, creating this type of videos, you need to remember that people are going to see them only for a few seconds.
Yep. Works really well in restoration, you know, with the food. So product videos for the food in the menus.
Number 17, customer testimonials. So now we are moving into videos that are more customer based and getting attention of your potential customer that is very defined, right?
Customer testimonials. Well, I mean, we do them just about every event, and obviously we also do them with our clients, our own clients. So typically it can be done, you know, by your team, even on your phone. However, what's really important is that you capture the sound correctly. And if you are in a noisy environment, that you have a very directional, microphone. So you can basically, blank out, the background noise. And also making sure that the face of our testimonial, of our client, of our customer is lit properly. So usually you would add a small light on top of the camera, and you make sure you have a directional microphone, or you get them to hold the microphone, or a lapel is also possible for that.
And it's highly recommended to include that into your customer journey, that every single salesperson or whoever delivers the product gets to ask your client, would you like to give us a testimonial, and not being too shy about that.
Yeah, it's an incredible asset for 18, for a business. Yeah.
But it could go longer. It's a customer success story. Yep. It's more like a case study that you document.
Yeah, case study, that's right. And this you would really encourage you to hire a professional, so you can basically set the scene, and then introduce the customer, and then build onto the customer success. Probably put some B-rolls in it. Like we've done this in real estate, for example. Those just sold postcard that real estate agents put into the mailbox. So we created those just sold small video customer success journey. They were then targeted on Facebook in a locality. So, the real estate agent is then pushing or advertising to just the one suburb or a certain number of suburbs with, hey, we just sold this house in your neighborhood. And it is, and this is, the customer testimonial and journey about that. So, contact
and,
us.
These customer success stories work really well with complex products or complex solutions, complex offerings, because then you can unfold it in how did it work for other client.
Yep.
Number 19 is third-party product reviews. So asking someone to do the product review, or now quite often it's used in influencer marketing. What's called when you get someone else to test your product and give an honest review.
But then you are obviously at the mercy of the reviewer's technical capabilities. So we recommend sometimes to bring your your reviewer in the studio and have them done, shot properly, shot professionally. Mm. If you don't think that that it's gonna render justice to your product.
Mm. Number 20, unboxing or haul videos.
Mm-hmm. Well, unboxing videos are very popular. Actually, I haven't created many of those, but. Yeah, you have a product, you unbox it. I would use an overhead camera or like a side angle, like some close up, and also a wider angle for the explanations. But so we can see the manipulation, basically.
Mm.
Yep.
Number 21, company overview videos. So those are kind of most used, I would say, and. That type
corporate
of
corporate video, eh? That's what people call corporate videos.
Different names. Sometimes people say brand video.
Oh yeah, or video business card.
Or video business card, yeah. Or company video. Basically, sharing about what company is all about.
Yeah.
Maybe mission and purpose. When did you start? What's your corporate culture? Corporate business card.
Mm-hmm.
Number 22, recruitment videos.
Oh yeah, they become very popular. The recruitment videos on both sides of the equation. So both, companies that are looking at recruiting and they want to showcase, what it's like, what is their company culture and reflect, who works there and, why you would want to work at that business. But also there's a lot of resumes, so video resumes where instead of simply writing your resume, you introduce yourself on camera and, it helps a lot to select new candidates and to obviously stand out of the crowd, especially if you're, well produced,
yeah,
obviously.
And get to know you.
Yeah.
Number 23, company vlogs. So vlogs is like a blog, but it's a video log and it's done on a regular basis and obviously done for the business.
Are we a video log?
We are a podcast/video log.
Okay, we are a vlog. Officially, we are the All Eyes On You vlog.
A plus podcast.
Plus podcast.
Because some people would be listening.
Would be listening.
Yeah, but we can also turn it into number 24, which is behind the scenes.
Scenes.
If we had one more camera somewhere.
The BTS.
Further away and filming how we do it, that would be a behind the scenes.
Yes, the BTS, behind the scenes. Anytime you would invest time and money, efforts, or you would have, a special guest, coming to do an activity for your business, and especially if you're filming content, it's a great idea, especially for social media purposes, to film behind the scenes. So to have someone, whether it's a pro or just a member of the team with their phone or with cameras you have handy, that actually shows the setup and shows like how it was made, because it's always people are always curious of what it looks like behind the scenes.
So yeah, it's very interesting.
We reveal that.
Number 25 is corporate event promo video, which is pretty much the a mashup what we were talking about before. If it's an event, you don't film just an event; you do actually a promo for the future or some regular events.
Yeah. So highlight reel, but usually with a call to action. So
to promote the next one.
Yeah, yeah. Or, all the next ones on the next series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 26, something that we do quite a lot as well, corporate interviews.
Yeah, for sure. So corporate interviews, whether they are a one-shot, so the interviewee and then we have an interviewer behind the camera, sometimes slightly off angle, usually with multiple cameras, at least a couple of angles, so we can cut when we need to do some adjusting and editing of the content. We've seen also two shots, so mainly that is when you have an interviewer and an interviewee in the same shot, like almost like we are right now. We see a lot of them like sitting down or standing behind a counter or things like that. And I would say these corporate interviews, they are very good to build your reputation. So having, you know, a guest that is reputable and has a good reputation, it really helps to build your own. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's mm-hmm. that's a style of mm-hmm. videos that's quite popular, actually.
Number 27 is corporate social responsibility videos. So these videos would have a different angle, not focusing more on your company or your history or your product or service, but or what do you stand for? What's yep. your purpose beyond your business? What do you care about? What does your brand stand for? How does it help the community? And how socially responsible is it?
Yeah, it's okay for those videos to use a bit more stock footage, especially when you want to express a certain opinion or a certain vibe, you know. And sometimes it gets really expensive to film, you know, all the content necessary for this type of video. So, yeah, just a little thing here.
Number 28, investor relations.
Yep, so we do a lot of those too. Like,
or it could be called shareholders.
Yeah, they're like shareholder announcements. Yeah,
that's for corporate
entities that they have their executive officers or their board announcing to the shareholders or to the employees.
Mm-hmm. Number 29, video press release. So also use more on larger organizations.
Yep.
When there's some news and
press conferences.
Press conferences, so press in video press release.
Mm-hmm.
Number 30 is very similar to it, public service announcements.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's usually for government
for
for NGOs.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go into a different category, which is customer-based focused videos. For example, number 31 is customer support video.
Mm.
Whatever your product or service is, there will be some kind of a question that your customer wants to know and you want to support them in some kind of way. So
number 34 is FAQ videos that I've already
32.
Mentioned. Oh. Number 32 is FAQ videos.
Number 32 is FAQ. So tell us about FAQs.
Well, they are your frequently asked questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, a very, very clever way to promote your business is to write down every question that every customer might have and to answer them directly. Answering them in front of a camera is a very, very clever way to do this because it's easily searchable if you title it properly. It's dynamic and it can be delivered quick. If you need to add graphics, you can do that. And it can also be transcribed and put into a website. Just it helps you rank better and it helps you create a relationship, a closer relationship with your potential customer that are requiring information in order to purchase from you. So it's a very, very good way to promote your business, create mm-hmm. FAQs.
Number 33 is training videos. Any kind of type of training videos. It could be staff training.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of construction sites and plants getting videos done about like the staff induction and the procedures, the safety procedures and things like that. So it doesn't need to be repeated like every single time. Same with certain products, like medical products, for example. We've created some training videos where when the clinic stocks and use this particular device, well, then they have instructions on how to operate it.
Yep, and then you use it all alongside your distribution channel.
Yeah, exactly.
Sales team and so on and so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, exactly. It's part of your sales tools. Yeah.
Sales tools. Number 34, screen recording videos.
Aha.
That's thanks to new technologies that are available, and this type of video becomes very popular as well. We use Loom a lot in our work, just for internal operations, and as a promotional video or like explainer video, it works really, really well for product or service or SaaS-based businesses.
Yep. 35, selfie videos.
selfie video.
Yeah, so a lot of people like to take selfies. Actually, when we talked about vlogs earlier, like I realized, really vlogs nowadays mean pretty much a selfie video, you know, walking around with a camera in front of you, with a flippy screen, and giving your, you know, your opinion about things, whether you are, you know, in studio or on location and walking about.
Yep.
So that's a selfie video, and that's 35 videos. And
yep, I hope you found that useful. I'm sure you have, because that's a huge number of videos that you can now use for the benefit of your business and become creative how you can you know, shine the light on different parts of your product or service, or maybe on the team, or maybe on the your executive team, or each member in the company, and maybe on your mission and purpose and your social responsibility, or maybe on your events and so on and so forth. So I hope you find it valuable. We are going to next time speak about, what are we going to speak about next time? Would you like to speak about creating, setting up video studio?
Yeah, we can do that. We can talk about setting a video studio, and I'm sure that this will become multiple episodes. Yeah, actually, it feels like every one of our episodes we're touching a subject, but there is so much more to share about each of those subjects. So anyway, we're starting with this. Please help us continue this project and hit subscribe, hit the bell button so you can be notified when the next episode's out. We're very grateful for you just sticking out to the end. Thank you so much, and share with your friends. And I hope we are a discovery for you.
And
that
also ask questions if there are any subjects that you are interested in, specific, maybe related to your business, related to video marketing, creating video, or any technical question. Martin is a technical wizard when it comes to live streaming, when it comes to filming, editing, whatever there is, sound, lights. Any questions you have, yes, give us a comment, and we will address it in the next episode. Thanks so much for watching, and see you next time. Bye.
Welcome. Bye.